Our next participant is Brielle Goheen from the band Chalcedon. It's an electronic art pop project influenced by St. Vincent, Sunlux, Fever Ray, Alt-J, Imogene Heap, Joni Mitchell, and Bach. That is a lot of influences for an act. That's amazing. Now, three songs for today are Madman Across the Water from Elton John, Samson from Regina Spektor, and You Don't Know Me from Sunlux. Welcome to the show, Brielle Goheen.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you're on the show. So you picked three interesting artists here, Elton John, yeah. Regina Spektor, and Sunlux. Where would you like to begin with?
Let's begin with Elton John.
Okay. Why your choice in Elton John?
Elton John was the hardest one to choose, actually. This is the slot where I kept going back and forth between a ton of different ones. So I ended up settling on Elton John because of the absolutely beautiful string lines in this song. I just absolutely love them. I play with a band. I'm a violinist. And so that's what I do for a living. And so, often I get to play with all kinds of different bands and all kinds of different music. But one of the groups that I sometimes play with is called Classic Albums Live.
Really?
And
really, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they play all kinds of different classic albums, note for note, cut for cut, and really amazing musicians to work with. And I've had the pleasure of playing Elton John several times, his greatest hits album. And every time I get to play it, it's the most exciting show because the string lines are so satisfying to play and they're so interesting and they're hard enough that you have to really concentrate. Often when you're playing backup violin to things, we call it playing footballs. Like, you play one note and you just hang on to that note forever and ever.
Right.
And then you change to another note and hang on that one forever and ever. But with the Elton John string lines, even if you're holding on to a note, it's the most perfect note that you could ever choose. And so you want to hold on to it forever. So,
I had no concept of that until you told me that just now. I've never heard of that.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. His string lines are incredible. And I also love about the song that it has like this really gradual build. It really, it holds off the chorus. It holds off anything that's really catchy. Other than like the opening guitar riff, it just like hangs on that. And it knows that riff is strong enough to carry it for several minutes. And I just love that, that confidence. I feel like this song has a lot of chutzpah.
A lot of chutzpah. That's nice. I like that. So that is like your strongest connection to that song is actually performing it and learning about it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Actually, most of the music that I have learned that's like popular music has come from either playing it or learning it as an adult, because I didn't really listen to anything but classical music when I was younger.
Right.
In my family, we were raised like strictly on classical music, and so because of that, like I feel like I've come at some of these classic albums like Elton John or like the Beatles or whatever from a different angle than some people. Like, it's more of like it blows my mind the first time I hear it because I'm like 20 the first time hearing these, rather than like some people who grew up with them.
That must be so strange to not be able to. I always assume everyone's allowed to listen to a variety of music growing up, but I guess it does really make sense if you're a classically trained violinist that you would just be absorbing that type of music your whole life, and then and then for this to make an impression on you is great that later on in life.
Yeah, it really is. It's with violin, it's kind of like a gymnast or an athlete where you kind of specialize early, right? So I started with violin when I was 4, and I think I knew by the time I was probably 9 or 10 that was what I was going to do with my life, was violin.
You're lucky.
And so I was pretty specialized into the classical stream pretty early. At the foregoing of a lot of this other amazing music that I can only that I hadn't just, I didn't even really have a sense that it existed until I was older. And I feel like ever since like learning some of these incredible artists, I'm just like hungry for more. I just want to learn more.
That's awesome. Hey, why don't we spin that right now?
Okay,
here's Elton John, Madman Across the Water on the 3 for 30.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke in the noise. Very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago. Tear my world out of my mind, and don't you know? Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny, everything I say. Get a load of him, he's so insane. You better get your coat, dear. It looks like rain. Well, come again next time. But is it in your conscience that you're after? Another glimpse of a madman across the water.
What's your next song?
My next song is Samson by Regina Spektor.
All right.
So this song is really special to me because I was a classical violinist, and I knew that was what I wanted to do, but I also really, really loved singing. But all of the artists that I heard on the radio, none of them sounded like me. So I just always assumed that my voice was something that was not strong enough or not unique enough or not fill in the blanks. It was not enough in some way to actually sing in front of people. And when I heard Regina Spektor, I think I was in university. I think it was third year university that a friend of mine introduced me to her and to this song in particular. And they showed it to me because they really liked the string arrangements in it and everything like that. But I was just, it was the first time that I had heard a voice that sounded like me. And so to hear, like, my voice represented some in another artist and hear how they were using it and how they were confident enough to use that voice to communicate something was really special for me. And so she became kind of, I listened to all of her music. I got to know her albums inside and out because I wanted to know what she did with her voice.
Sure.
That gave her that confidence. Yeah.
So you make this connection with her, and you, as you say, you could hear your voice in her voice, and there's this comparison that's going on with you. But why the song Samson, then? Why this specific song and not others?
Yeah, so Samson, what I love about it is the songwriting. There's a few songs that that I think, when I hear them, I just think, oh, wow, that's a perfect song. Like Crazy, Patsy Cline, or Ben Folds, The Luckiest. Like, these kinds of songs where you hear them and you just think, wow, that song was written, constructed really, really well. And so it was the songwriting that really connected with me about this. And I think specifically the lyrics. The lyrics in this song they're solid. Like, she's saying something and she's telling a story, but they're also quite open. Like, they leave room for mystery and they leave room for interpretation. And she doesn't tell you the story in a basic way, but she tells you the story in a poetic way, and you can kind of draw your own story from it, and you can insert your own story into it, which is, I think, also probably one of the reasons why I connected with it, and hearing myself in the story and hearing my voice and her voice. There's just something that just was magnetic about it to me.
Well, the way you describe all of that makes me want to play that right now, just so I can hear what you were just saying. So why don't we do that right now? Here's Regina Spektor, Samson, on the 3 for 30.
You are my sweetest downfall. I loved you first. I loved you first. Beneath the sheets of your hair was long.
Samson went back to bed. Not much hair left on his head. He ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, he couldn't bring the columns down. He couldn't destroy a single one. And the history books forgot about us. And the Bible didn't mention us. Not even one.
So your last choice is from an act, Sunlux, You Don't Know Me. Why this song?
This song, I think, is more representative of my current musical love. So Elton John's like a classic love, and Regina Spektor's kind of like a first love, but Sunlux is more like my current love. A friend of mine had told me that he thought that I would really connect with Sunlux. So I listened to it. I listened to the album through one time at home, and I hated it. Like, I absolutely hated it. my daughter was, she was one, I think, at the time, and she was playing, and it's quite an aggressive piece of music. And so it made her really anxious, and so she was getting cranky, and I was cranky because I didn't like the music, and so I ended up turning it off.
Oh, man.
And not revisiting it for several weeks. And then I thought, well, my friend knows me pretty well. I think he knows what I would like. So I thought, I'll give it one more shot. So I turned it on in the car when I had like a little bit more of a peaceful time. And I think You Don't Know Me, I think, is the third track on the album. And by the time that we got to this track, as I was driving to work, I can still remember exactly where it was. It just, like, the whole album and the way that it was constructed, just it touched something so deep inside me that I just, like, started bawling. I was on the highway on the 403, and I was just, like, full-on ugly crying on the highway as I was hearing this music. It's just, it's so, a friend of mine used the word janky to describe it. And I don't know exactly what the definition is of that word.
Janky?
But janky, yeah.
I think we're going, like, to have to look that up, man.
Yeah. I think what he meant was like offbeat, like there's all these things that happen that feel like they're out of place, like you're pulling a muscle all of a sudden. And yet somehow there's all these things that feel like they shouldn't work together. But when you give yourself to it and you actually listen to it with your like 100% full attention, you can begin to see how the threads are actually woven through the album and they're woven through the song. And actually these things that you thought were completely random actually mean something. So these, like, almost in the way that, in an opera, they'll have, like, you know, the theme for this character and the theme for this character, right, the musical theme, and that comes back over and over. When you give your full attention to this album, and really any music by Sunlux, you begin to see how these things aren't entirely random. They're actually, like, connected with things, and they actually mean something. And there's a lot of strength in that. And then his lyrics are also kind of akin to the Regina Spektor lyrics. They're solid, but they have a lot of room for leading your own experience, for reading your own life into the words. And just that combo was just so powerful. And I had never heard anything like that before. And I just connected it with it in like a real gut level.
Well, it's great that you had that experience with that song, and that would turn you onto that the group Sunlux, and hopefully down the road you'll hear something else that can be compared to that that'll inspire you just a little bit more. Thank you for those wonderful stories about how you connected with Regina Spektor and Elton John and Sunlux. Thank you for being on 3 for 30, and we'll go out with You Don't Know Me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brielle. Here's You Don't Know Me from Sunlux on the 3 for 30.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air. This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Face, big shiny eyes, up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Get a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves, pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird.
beard, I'm a ratfish. Trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder. Cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a ratfish, trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a ratfish, trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Let me vent before the actual interview of how long of a day I'm having. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you had the understanding that sometimes when we're on the phone too much or doing this many interviews, our brains turn to mush, right? So, by the time I get to getting a chance to talk to you, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what to ask her anymore. I'm still trying to absorb everything from earlier today. But we do have a lot to talk about. I'm going to tell you how I found out about you. All right. And this is a compliment. I'm always looking for different music when I'm whatever medium on, whether it be Bandcamp or not so much Spotify anymore, that sort of thing. But I always fall down this rabbit hole of music, I call it, where I'll go on YouTube, watch one video, and then I'll go to another and go to another, or I'll go on Facebook. Yeah. And a lot of times I'll take what's going on on my radio show that gets played on the C101 The Hawk here at Mohawk College in Hamilton. I will post that all around Hamilton music groups and music groups in general. And every time I was out looking and posting stuff and looking for